Well, Coach, another good win tonight. Tonight, a little bit more of a different pace game. I thought, once again, you got out to a slow start, but what kept you in it the whole way was your defense.
Oh, yeah. These kids, that defense, especially the third quarter, was pretty good. You know, and that's, you know, I was on them pretty hard in the first half because we weren't giving up much, but I could see a lot of things that we were doing wrong. And I don't know. I think the second half we came in there and really got after them third quarter. I know we held them a couple points or whatever it was. But finally we hit some shots, and that defense kind of transitioned us into – we had to let our defense do something for us offensively, if that makes any sense at all. But it did for us.
Yeah, you talked about it there. I mean, it's one of the oldest basketball cliches in the book, that great defense leads to easy offense. And I thought tonight that showed whenever Lowell was able to get a couple steals, you guys were able to rip away a couple rebounds and were able to push the tempo and get out to fast breaks.
Yeah, getting what you said about the rebounds, we weren't very tough on the rebound in the first half. We weren't very tough. And we were letting the balls, once the ball hit the floor, we were fine. We would get it. But we just weren't getting it off the rack the way we should have. Third quarter, we started squeezing the air out of the ball when we got it and was securing things to get it into Lowell's hands or Vadim, and up the floor we'd go. And that's you know, basically how we won the ball game. That defense is what we needed, and that's what we did.
Of course, too, that's kind of what you've made your staple, is you want guys who are going to play tough, hard-nosed defense.
Yeah, we set a couple, one scene in the first half there a little bit, because it just wasn't getting after it. You know, it just wasn't. I mean, you know, there's no age is immune to sitting on the bench. It makes you a lot stronger. But and boy, did he come out the second half and really play well, and responded like a senior should. He understood what we were talking about, and we got things done. And I thought they showed a lot of leadership out there, you know, a lot of bumping and stuff going on. But I thought we conducted ourselves the way we should.
I thought, too, very similar to Monday night, second quarter, you guys were able to slowly shift the tide. And once again, it was Ladine Plum and Gavin Sanders who both knocked down shots. And it felt like once you guys were able to kind of get your perimeter game going get the offense running, that things seemed to go a little bit more smooth.
It seemed to, once you hit a shot, you know, threes are nice. They kind of get you going, you know, and once Gavin hit that shot in the corner, it seemed like that kind of propelled us a little bit, and that's a big shot for him. He's not been shooting the ball, you know, like you think he ought to, and everything looks fine. It just had not been going in, but, you know, there again, it all, you know, we come back and, you know, we scattered the floor out, made them guard us the whole half court, and Jaden did a pretty good job of cutting to the basket, and we give a give and go to it, and things worked out pretty good. I thought our defense was well. The second half, we ran our offense a lot better. They can be better. They're going to have to be before Friday night. But all in all, I think we played a pretty good ball game.
Of course, too, when you're two games into the season with a very young group in terms of varsity experience from last year, to be 2-0 is something I'm sure you're going to take 10 times out of 10.
We'll take it because this ups and downs that I'm talking about and all these little things that's not the way we want them, that doesn't happen with senior-laden teams, and we don't have that, and that's fine. These guys will grow, and they'll grow into a nice ball team, but right now we take this win and we move on and talk about tomorrow, but I was awful proud of these guys tonight.
Got the host team on Monday, or Friday, excuse me, taking on Mulberry Grove, a team that it seems like every time you need to get to this championship game of this tournament, you always run into them, and you know it's going to be a battle because they got quite a bit from last year back.
Yeah, and they're all older, and I think what Coach Barber's doing with them is excellent. He's got this program going the right direction. I have utmost respect for him, and it'll be fun to coach against him. But we'll see. I mean, the home floor of theirs, and their crowd will be loud, and we'll see how, you know, this young team of mine handles that. We may be, I don't know, who knows what we'll be like, but we're going to be here and we're ready to play.